It's time for the PowerMizzou.com podcast with interviews and analysis of your Missouri Tigers. Now, here's your host, Gabe DeArmond.
Welcome back to the PowerMizzou.com podcast. Missouri is 9 days away from the start of football season, believe it or not, and we've talked about as much as we can talk about that. I don't know what more we can preview, but we'll figure something out next week. But going to take a step back from that and talk a little Mizzou basketball on the podcast this week. Head coach Kim Anderson taking some time to join us. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm good, Gabe. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Are you back on a normal schedule, like sleeping at night and working during the day after the 8-hour time difference?
I am. It took a while. I was surprised that when I got back the first two or three nights, I found myself waking up at 2 in the morning because that was like 9 in the morning over there. But great to be back. Great trip. And, got the guys in school now, and we're getting somewhat back to normal.
We'll talk about the basketball in a minute, but just the experience of taking those guys over to Italy, and we all saw some of the pictures on Twitter and stuff, and their opportunity to experience that and see some of the things. How fun was that for all you guys?
Well, it's a life memory, I think, for these guys. The thing, Gabe, that probably impressed me the most was how much they embraced doing it. Some kids, you just don't know. And from the time we got off that plane and the first morning, we flew all night, we got there, and we got off the plane, and the next thing you know, we're at the Colosseum in Rome, and we were tired, but you know what? I think the adrenaline kicked in, and those kids just had a tremendous time. So pleased and proud to be with them, watch them. I think enjoy the trip and getting to be with each other. And we had a professor with us, and the guys actually were taking a class while they were there, and they're still doing it, taking a lot of pictures and sharing. I think a lot of good times with each other. It's something, you talk about team bonding, and you go bike riding on the Katy Trail, or you go play flag football, or you go to Camp Clark and do a National Guard training session. But, this is something that I think they'll remember forever, and I think it'll help us as a team, both in basketball and off the court.
I wish they would have offered that class when I was at Mizzou. I took like sociology and geology and stuff, and it was not nearly that fun. Before you guys left, you told us you really didn't have any expectations or knowledge of the level of competition you would face. So after having obviously played all those teams, what level of competition did you see over there?
I thought that competitive, the last game against Kosovo, I thought they were really a good team. They're a group that had played together. They're preparing to play in some sort of international tournament to qualify for international play down the line. So they were pretty serious. I mean, they had been working out, and they had a couple of Americans with them. So comparable to probably mid to low SEC level. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say they were at the top. The other games I thought were good low to mid-major games. The teams from Lithuania were very well coached. You don't get the size, you don't get the inside play like you get over here. Every big guy can shoot the ball, and every big guy wants to pick and pop. And so... It created a good situation for us from a practice standpoint of guarding ball screens. It's something we didn't do a great job of, I'll be honest with you, but it's something that we hadn't worked as much on as we had offense going into the trip. But mm-hmm. Good competition. We beat some teams, I think, that were very well coached and very, very skilled. A lot of those Lithuanian players were just so skilled. And so I thought it was good from that standpoint.
want to ask you, and there would be some people that would argue that those of us in the media, even when we're actually watching the games, aren't real qualified to say what we saw. But judging off box scores, we definitely aren't qualified. But some of the things that stood out, I mean, Kevin Puryear over there didn't take a lot of shots. You know, was that because other teams that knew he was your guy, or were you guys focused going in on maybe seeing what some other kids could do?
Well, I think it just the really encouraging thing, Gabe, about the games, even the Kosovo game, was the way that we moved the basketball. That, you know, I think, you know, you've watched us play a lot the last couple of years, and the ball tended to stick. Mm-hmm. I call it stick. It would get to a certain place, and it would just stop. And that didn't occur here. That it was a deal where guys shared the basketball. And so I think Kevin, you know, Kevin took about as many shots as everybody else. You know, he was in the mid-30s. I think he did a good job of playing within himself. He did a good job of sharing the basketball. So I really wasn't that concerned about it. I'm more encouraged, I think, with the fact that, you know, we had eight guys average 6 points or more, and that's something a year ago or the last couple of years you wouldn't have seen. So, you know, one night it was one guy, one night it was another. KP had a foul, he got in foul trouble one night. So, you know, that didn't really bother me. Did bother me was we didn't shoot free throws very well. And I think, you know, that's something that we got to work on. But those are all things that are correctable.
Couple of the guys, I mean, Willie Jackson and Frankie Hughes, both as freshmen, had a couple of days that really made you take notice. Did that give you some encouragement that, hey, maybe these guys can help pretty early on?
It did, and I thought that going in, though. I really thought that Frankie, Willie, Jordan Geist, Mitchell Smith, very encouraged by their performances. You know, Frankie had a couple of good shooting nights. Willie was pretty consistent. You know, Willie almost averaged a double-double, and that's playing, you know, 20 minutes a game. I mean, you know, we spread the minutes out pretty evenly. So, so those two guys, and, you know, the thing that impressed, Frankie shot the ball well for the most part, but he made some good plays with the ball. He made some good passes. Most of them were to Willie, by the way, but he still made the good passes. And I thought Jordan was solid. He's been banged up a little bit, so we kind of had to limit him some. And then Mitchell Smith, I think, is really, really going to be a good player. He's got to gain weight. He's got to get stronger. He got pushed around a little bit. You know, he didn't score much. But he's a long, he's got good length, he can block some shots, and he's got a nice touch. So those guys, I thought, really showed well. And it's great for them to get their feet wet, you know, to get in there and play against another team. And you know, hopefully that will help us down the line.
We've heard basically since Colin committed to you guys at least a couple years ago now how good a shooter the kid is. We've frankly not really seen it in person until this trip. How nice was it to see him shoot the ball the way that we've all heard he can? And the second part of that question, I know the international line is sometimes closer. I mean, was he taking legit, you know, deep three-pointers that absolutely translate to the college game here?
Yeah, he was shooting a rock now. He was on a roll. And the great thing, I think, is that he's put in a ton of practice. I mean, he's worked so hard. I know he was frustrated a year ago. You know, he missed some open shots. But, you know, I think people know who you are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they know, they see Cullen Van Leer. They know he's a shooter, so they guard him. And that forces you to work harder to get open. And then it forces you to shoot the ball maybe a little bit quicker than you're used to down there at Pacific High School, you know. So he's worked on that, and so I was really happy that he had some success, because, you know, we know it's there, And now we just hope that it continues.
Last one, just kind of individually. Russell Woods over there in your guys' last game had a game that I think most Missouri fans would have said, I wouldn't have expected him to be able to have that game regardless of what the competition was. I mean, if he can translate even some of that over to next season, how much does that change kind of the outlook and what you hope for from your interior game?
Well, it helps us, and I think what people need to – people tend to forget that a year ago Russell Woods was in he was in junior college all summer, and so he missed a whole summer of work. And I'm not really sure he ever got caught up. And he's worked really hard this summer. He did a great job of playing within himself. You know, he doesn't try to go out and shoot 3-point shots, or he did a great job of rebounding, scored around the basket. And that's what we need from him. And so I was really, I know the last game, what, he's like 20-14 or something. I think he had really good stats. But he played pretty good the whole time. And so he's been banged up a little bit, and he's done a good job of rehabbing. I think he's like any guy, any older guy, any senior. Hey, this is the last rodeo. I mean, this is it. If you want to be effective as a player, this is really your last chance. And if you ever want to maybe have the opportunity to go play basketball overseas or something, hey, this is your last go around. So really, really pleased with the way he played and how he played within himself. He didn't make a lot of mistakes, and he made baskets when he was close in.
We are talking with Missouri basketball coach Kim Anderson. Got about 6-8 minutes left, and want to move kind of off the Italy trip to other things that are going on. You guys, the news broke before you left, but officially announced it when you got back that Emmanuel Dildy is joining your staff. First off, how tough is it to be in a situation where, you know, 2 months before the season, you've got to hire a coach, and what's Coach Dildy bring that you liked?
Well, we're really excited to have him, and I've known Emmanuel for several years now. When we were at Central Missouri, we used to recruit his players from Kennedy King when his dad was coach, and then later on when E took over. So I knew the type of coach he was. I knew the type of players, and I knew that his players always played hard. And then just from knowing people in the business, he worked at Eastern Illinois under Jay Spoonhauer, who is a good friend and a guy I really, really respect. And of course, Mizzou fans remember Bob Sundvall. Bob worked with Emmanuel at Eastern Illinois, and Coach Shields had worked with him at Loyola for a few weeks. And then I had some other people in the business that couldn't say enough good things about him. And I thought that really it was a no-brainer for me. I mean, he's a guy that he's from Chicago. Chicago is a fertile area. There's a lot of good players there. He's very connected there. I just thought it brought something to us that we maybe hadn't had, something we could go to another, we can go into the Chicago area or maybe – Northern Illinois or whatever, and recruit players, but that's all good. I think another great thing is I know he's a good coach. I know he relates well with our young men. I think our guys are excited to have him here. He's a grinder. He's a guy who, I was looking for a guy that doesn't wear a wristwatch. He comes in, he just works, and he's already made an impact on our recruiting, and hopefully we can take advantage of having him here. But most importantly, Gabe, he wants to be here, and I want guys that want to be here. I want guys that aren't afraid of the challenge, that aren't afraid to get in and work hard, and let's talk about the positives. Let's quit talking about the negatives. And I don't mean that. That's not only in the basketball program, and that's in the athletic department and the whole university. This is a great school. We've got a great athletic department, got good leadership. Jim Stark's going to do a great job. So, I thought he really brought something to the table. Really fortunate to be able to get him when I got him, you know, mm-hmm. because that's a tough time of year for somebody to move. I'm happy he's here, and I'm happy he wants to be here.
Do want to touch on your conversations with Jim Stark in just a minute, but real quick, you mentioned Coach Dildy and recruiting. I know you can't talk about specific kids, but you've got a couple scholarships. Do you anticipate hoping to use those in the early signing period?
Oh, yeah, but I wouldn't lock it in. We're looking at a lot of different options, and hopefully that we can secure a couple of guys early. But again, it's something we're kind of evaluating still. But ideally, yeah, we'd love to sign a couple guys early, but we'll kind of see how it goes. Our response has been really good. We're going to bring some kids in to visit here in the next month or so, and hopefully we can get some of them to go ahead and sign.
I want to finish up just with a couple. Have you had a chance to kind of sit down one-on-one with Jim Stark yet and talk to him?
I have. I had a great conversation with him. I think it was on Monday. We actually had lunch in his office. And I had a chance to visit with him. I obviously enjoyed that. Excited about having him here. You know, he's a guy with great experience. Been successful everywhere. And you know what? Same old deal, Gabe. He wants to be here. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a real critical thing for me is that he embraces the challenges that we may face, both as a basketball program and an athletic department. And so that excites me.
Mm-hmm. I know when we talked to Mac and to yourself after last season, you both said, hey, just next season, we can't still feel like we're a couple years away. So I just want to ask you kind of open-ended, how will you evaluate this season as a success?
Oh, I think that's a pretty accurate way of evaluating it. I think that, we have players now that were, you know, I recruited, our staff recruited all of these players. So we feel like we have a good group. We feel like we know these guys better because we've gone through the recruiting process with them. But I would tend to agree with Max's statement, and that is, hey, we need to show progress. We need to continue to improve. I hate to say this, but we're still going to be really young, you know, and so I think the other goal is, hey, we need to have some continuity, you know, and obviously kids leave every year, but we need to hang into the core group of this program and get to where we've got juniors and seniors, and we've got the experience that we need.
Last thing, I want to give you a chance. I know you got to get out the door, but just update everybody on Coach Luce's daughter, Ryan, how she's doing and anything new there.
Hey, she's doing good. I actually saw her last night. We had an athletic department function with all of the families and with all of the student athletes, and she was there, and she's still getting treatment every month. She goes to New York for a week, and they're doing an aggressive form of treatment. It's my understanding that the actual neuroblastoma has left her body, but she still has some cancer cells that are dormant, I think. So, God willing, she's... She looked good, Gabe. I got to be honest with you. It kind of brought some emotion because her hair's growing back, and she was eating ice cream, and She looked like a normal six-year-old. So yeah. Thanks for asking. And I know, Brad, we're doing some stuff tomorrow night here in Columbia for Rally for Ryan in conjunction with Tigers on the Prowl. And I know Brad and Jen are grateful to everyone's prayers and all the support that they've gotten. But hey, we just keep our fingers crossed, man, and hopefully she'll continue to improve.
All right, Ken, thanks for taking the time, and have a good one. We'll catch up down the road.
Okay, Gabe. Hey, have a great day. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Kim Anderson, Missouri head basketball coach. Listen, 20 minutes, you can always go longer. The head football coach, the head basketball coach with the fan base, we could talk to them every day, and people would be happy to listen for longer than that. But that's what we could get, and wanted to touch on as many subjects as we could. The Italy trip, you got a feeling for, watching 2 minutes of highlights and looking at a box score doesn't really give any of us an idea of how they played. You got a little insight on that, some discussions with Jim Stirk, updates on a few things. So hopefully we covered most of the major bases there. And look, I understand this is football season, no question. And we are most certainly have been all camp, hitting as much of that as we can. Camp ends this afternoon, last open practice at 3:30, media day on Monday, and we will be football full speed ahead, both on the site and on the podcast, but we had a chance to get Kim on here and wanted to take advantage of that. So hope you guys enjoyed listening, and we will be back next week, and at that point, I will be about 18 hours from flying to Pittsburgh, and it will be game day. Next week, we'll preview things from the West Virginia side and touch on a little SEC football for the 2016 season. It is here. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you in 7 days.